Hello and welcome to There's Been a Murder, a true crime podcast. I'm your host, Abby McEwen. On today's show, we'll be delving into Scotland's murder house, 38 Sheepburn Road, and the serial killer linked to it, Peter Manuel. So let's get started. This case begins in the early hours of New Year's Day 1958 in a small house located at 38 Sheepburn Road, Uddingston. The house was home to the Smart family, consisting of husband and wife Peter and Doris Smart, and their 10-year-old son, Michael Smart. Peter Smart was a 45-year-old area manager worker, working for W and J.R. Watson's building contractors, who were based in Glasgow. Smart was off work due to the festivities and wasn't due to return until January 6, 1958. On December 31st, 1957, Smart had spent the day stocking up on whiskey and food as his wife was hosting a small gathering to bring in the new year. He returned home around 10 p.m. and joined his family and neighbours in the celebrations. After entertaining their guests, the family retreated to bed around 2:30 a.m. after checking in on their son, not knowing this would be the last time they'd do so, as unbeknownst to the family, in less than 3 hours they would all be dead. Each family member would be shot and killed, one by one, in their beds. The family would lay undiscovered for 6 days. After killing the family, the murderer stayed in the home, helping himself to the family's leftover hogmanay dinner, and even feeding and looking after the family cat. But the killer didn't stop there. He even drove the family's car around town and stole new banknotes from Mr. Smart, spending them in shops and bars around town. Eventually, the killer got rid of the family's car, but not before giving a ride to a local police officer that was investigating the case of missing teenager Isabel Cook. Why did it take so long for the family to be found? Well, the neighbours didn't suspect anything because the curtains of the home were open and closed regularly, and other signs that someone was alive and well in the house. On the 3rd of January, one of the friends of Michael Smart approached the home to find that the curtains were again closed and no one seemed to be in. Yet later on in the day, neighbours noticed that the lounge curtains were still not drawn, which was very out of character for Doris Smart, who was a very house-proud woman. Yet the lounge light was on, so neighbours thought nothing more of it. A day later, the local postman tried to deliver a parcel to the Smart's home, but was met with no answer. He decided to deliver the parcel to a neighbour's house instead. While talking to the neighbour, he jokingly said, "I think they all must be dead in there." On January 6th, Peter Smart failed to return to work and alarm bells finally went off. This, along with the discovery of Smart's car being found abandoned many miles away from their home, was enough to warrant a house visit. A police officer and two of Mr. Smart's colleagues arrived at the house to find all doors and windows locked and no signs of a break-in. It was only after officers forced their way into the house that they discovered the carnage inside. Each member of the Smart's family lay dead in their beds with a gunshot wound to the head. The discovery of the bodies sent the small town of Uddingston into a frenzy, and the police went to work trying to find the killer. Combing the area around the Smart's home for clues, the police were focused on finding the murder weapon, which was thought to be an Italian-style automatic Beretta pistol. However, they didn't find anything. The police found nothing that could lead them to a killer, and the case slowed down. Many people feared that they would never catch the Smart family killer. The police's big break in the case came when the money that was stolen from Mr. Smart was traced. It was known that on the day before the murder, Peter Smart had withdrawn 35 brand new banknotes from his bank. The police, however, couldn't find them within the home and found it suspicious. They decided to follow this lead and locate them. They did this by gaining the serial number that could have been on the banknotes. The police decided to visit many businesses in Uddingston to see if any of them had been spent. Within a local bar, they found 5 banknotes with the serial number, and the owner gave the police descriptions of the man that had spent the notes. This led them to 30-year-old Peter Manuel. Peter Manuel was born on March 1st, 1927, to Scottish immigrants living in New York. The family, however, moved back to Scotland when Manuel was 5 years old. They settled down in Berkenshaw, Lancashire, and by age 10, Peter was known to the police as a petty thief. Yet his crimes grew, and by age 16, he had committed several sexual attacks that resulted in him being sentenced to 9 years in Peterhead Prison. After gaining a warrant and searching Manuel's house, they found the banknotes and other items that did not fit in the home. They were later to be proven to be stolen. The notes were indeed the ones that Mr. Smart had withdrawn on the day before the murder. They arrested Peter Manuel on suspicion of murder, yet they needed to obtain a confession from him. Knowing that he wouldn't confess easily, the police charged Peter's father, Samuel Manuel, with theft to gain a reaction from Peter. And they got one. On the 13th of January, 1958, 12 days after the murder, Peter Manuel confessed and was convicted of killing the Smart family. However, the police were left shocked. Not only did he confess to killing three members of the Smart family, but he also confessed to killing around 18 people. While in custody awaiting trial, the police managed to connect Manuel to six other murders that had happened between 1956 and 1958. These murders include that of Anne Nealance, a 17-year-old girl who was murdered on January 2nd, 1956. She was stopped by a man and was forced onto the East Kilbride golf course, where she was raped and beaten to death with a metal pipe. Manuel would be questioned for this crime in 1956, yet he was provided with an alibi from his father. Although Manuel confessed to this crime, due to the lack of evidence, the case against him was dropped, and he was not charged for this murder. The second murder he confessed to was that of 45-year-old Marion Watt, her 16-year-old daughter Vivian Watt, and her 41-year-old sister Margaret Brown on the 17th of September 1956. Much like the Smart family, all three were shot to death in their homes in Burnside, Glasgow. Manuel was out on bail near the location of the crime and was suspected once again. However, like the first crime, he avoided capture due to Marion Watt's husband, William, being arrested in connection with the murder. He was, however, released 2 months later, but was assumed guilty until the Smart's murder in 1958. The third murder he confessed to was Sidney Dunn's, that took place on the 8th of January 1957. Dunn was a 36-year-old taxi driver and the first male victim of Peter Manuel's. His body was found in the moorlands of Northumbria, and he had been shot to death. Although Manuel confessed to this murder, he was not tried with it. It is also the only one of his crimes that happened in England, therefore it was committed in a different legal jurisdiction from Scotland's. However, after Peter Manuel's death, he was found guilty of the crime, as a button that was found in the victim's taxi matched the buttons on Manuel's jacket. The case was closed shortly after. The last crime he confessed to in detail was that of Isabel Cook, a 17-year-old girl who disappeared on the 28th of December 1957 after leaving her home in Mount Vernon, Glasgow, travelling to a dance at Uddingston Grammar School. Manuel stalked and raped her. He then strangled her and buried her in a field nearby. This was also the case that the police officer that Manuel had given a lift to in Mr. Smart's car was working on. Manuel even stated to the officer that he felt they were looking in the wrong place for the young teen. After his capture and conviction, Manuel led officers to the place where he had disposed of the body. At his trial, Manuel conducted his own defence, yet was unable to convince the judge, Lord Cameron, of his insanity plea. Peter Manuel was found guilty in May 1958 of the murders of 7 people. One case against him was thrown out of court, another committed in England was also connected to him, along with around 15 other murders. He was sentenced to the death penalty. He spent the remainder of his life in H.M. Barlinnie in Glasgow, and on the 11th of July 1950, he was hanged there. Peter Manuel was the second last person to be hanged at Barlinnie Prison. The grisly killing of the Smart family at 38 Sheepburn Road was a hit to the community that they never recovered from. Although it led to the arrest of one of Scotland's most prominent serial killers and gave closure to four other cases, the families of the victims will never know why their loved ones were targeted, and Peter Manuel's family will never know what led their beloved son and brother to kill, and are left to deal with the guilt and consequences of his actions. Thank you for listening to this episode, and tune in next time to discover more about the baffling disappearance of Renee McRae.